sleep for a while, baby, it just ain't right. I've got it on my mind and I just can't get it off. I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I said,
hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. I am R2P Art, and today I'm joined by
R2P Andy
and
R2P Tom.
You can find everything we talk about on Google or our subreddit if someone would post on there.
It will never happen.
No, make me an account. I'll post on there.
No, you won't.
Rate us on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. Of course, Tom loves iTunes, so why don't you just rate us there? That intro and outro will be and was brought to you by Underscore Orchestra.
Wow.
Fantastic. All right.
So, and tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
It's like Nutella, but more delicious.
Yes. And you should tell your friends about this podcast as well as all those and tell a friend
things.
Although
we do have news, right?
Yes, we do have news.
Let's break it to the peeps.
So here's the thing. We don't want to use the Redditors Roundtable anymore. As
our moniker will be dead.
Yeah. People have been, mostly Twitter, really, has been complaining that we can't really use the...
And Amazon.
And Amazon has been complaining that we can't use the word Redditor or Reddit anywhere in there because it's some kind of legal thing. I don't know. Lawyers,
apparently there's a website called Reddit.
We're getting sued.
Wait, what?
I've never heard of it, but apparently it's out there.
Damn, someone beat us to it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. So if anyone has any other names they want to recommend for our podcast, this season is ending in 2 episodes from now. So this is episode 15.
2 more. Yeah, that's another announcement we need to make is that we're having a season ending.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Episode 17 will be our season finale. So we'll be taking a little bit of a short break.
What episode are we on?
Back.
15.
This is 15 right now.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, that is correct.
Good for you.
16 and 17 come after 15.
Booyah.
So put your thinking caps on and let us know what your ideas are.
I wake up with my thinking cap on.
Fantastic. Are you wearing it right now?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Think of a good name.
All right. The Gay Boys.
The Gay Boys are fantastic. Back in town.
Well, and this will be my final season, by the way.
That's all right. We'll bring Paul in.
Oh, fantastic.
He's a good substitute.
All right. So let's get to the actual meat and potatoes of the episode, huh? Let's do the opening comments.
Oh, yeah. I have comments to open with.
Okay.
I do as well.
Well, you must get in the back seat, my son.
Oh, I will piggyback off of your comments.
Yeah. First of all,
passenger seat.
I get it. I have a...
What is this, Uber?
Shh. Damn, do my opening comments, man.
Okay.
I have a... echo
problem.
What's that big thing?
Amazon Echo.
Yeah, I have an Echo, and Echo. I got an email every week. I get an email saying, "Hey, what's new with Echo or whatever?" And they said, "Hey, we now have puns. So ask Alexa, tell me a pun." So I asked her to tell me a pun.
Okay.
And I only asked her once, and this is the pun she gave me. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yep.
This is so good. All right. What cheese goes around a castle?
Moat cheese.
Oh, you're so close. Mozzarella.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
That was a good one, Alexa.
Okay.
Anyway, anyone else?
Good job, girl. Hey, I'm not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, thanks.
He's only got 49 more puns.
Thank goodness. These are ones I came
up with.
Pun
number two. So I went to the... insert your city name here, Christmas parade today, this morning, with my family.
That's a strange name.
That is very weird.
Insert your city name here.
Oh. We'll just say it's San Francisco. Seattle. Damn it. We screwed this up.
Dude.
Okay.
I thought we live in Seattle.
No, I thought we lived in San Francisco.
We live in California. That's all we're saying. Okay. Anyway.
But it can't be Seattle.
Unless there's a Seattle, California that we don't know about.
There might be. A very small town.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. San Diego parade.
San Diego parade. And the inner city high school band. So this year, for the first time, they threw all the inner city kids all together into one marching band. Directly behind the inner city kids was like...
what's an inner city kid?
The high schools, inner city high schools. So the San Francisco city high schools. So these are the urban high schools.
Okay. I see where you're going. All right. Great.
Right behind this band is, is they have the police chiefs marching behind them.
Hold on. So are you like trying to politely say that the band is full of black kids?
I ain't saying shit. Yo, man, what are you talking about?
No, like it's a legitimate question.
That's where his son goes.
I'm just saying they have the inner city school districts all lumped into one group. And behind
And I'm saying I don't know what that means.
That means what it means. Okay. I'm not saying there is one particular race predominant over others.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Then I'm going to picture a group of white children.
Please. Please do.
So with some black kids in there too and Asians.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a good mix.
Yeah.
A lot of Mexicans too.
Yeah. In my mind.
San Francisco
great
is right south of Mexico.
Melting pot. Yeah. That's what America is about.
Yeah, that's San Francisco is north of Mexico.
Well, obviously. That'd be weird if it was south of Mexico.
San Francisco is right south of Mexico.
No, Mexico is south of San Francisco.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry if I misspoke. I've been drinking a homemade Long Island iced tea, so I might not be myself.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, they are.
I thought they were the weird things.
Those are fake island iced tea.
They're very fake. I just have iced tea mixed with rum and vodka.
It's not iced tea.
And
you said it's green tea.
Jack, yeah, so it's still tea.
That's...
But there's a difference between iced tea and green tea. If I if I order iced tea and you give me green tea,
those are completely different things.
Oh, you know what, you guys, you're too much. Anyway, let me get back to my story.
All right.
So they have the this big group of inner city kids, marching band, going, uh-huh. And they have the police chiefs, and behind the police chiefs, they have a police car, which every once in a while the siren goes off. And weir, and I can only imagine. That during dress rehearsal, the first time that siren went off, all the kids just spread out.
Huh.
They just like ran for it.
The dress rehearsal, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure they had a dress rehearsal for the parade because you know that would happen, right? Because that's a bad mix.
With cop cars.
Well, yeah, the cop siren goes off, all the kids just spread out. I assume that's what happened.
Interesting. That's a strange assumption. Anyway.
Yeah.
But okay. So after the parade, I've been going to this parade for.
It's to protect the kids.
Yeah. The kids are our future. So after the parade, I've been parking over beside the parade's in front of the Science Museum. So off to the side of the museum is a bunch of city streets that you park alongside and you walk to the museum and you sit there and you watch the parade. So. I've been coming to this parade with my family for, I don't know, 10 years, like every year. And so this year we go back to our car, we get in the car, and I don't know, there is a marathon literally running around like five city blocks circular around our car. We can't get out. We are trapped. Us and like... 1,000 other people that parked within the race of the stupid marathon are actually literally trapped. They have police cars blocking all the streets, so you can't get out of like a 5x5 block radius.
Huh.
Are you kidding? And it's at noon. This is at 12 o'clock. Now, most marathons, they start like at 7 a.m., and by 11, they're done. Plus, they actually go. Like, they don't just circle in a circle. This fucking thing just kept circling around the block. They had like one
exit. So like
they
had to do laps.
They were doing laps.
Like, all right, after your 11th lap, you
finished
your marathon.
This is the most ghetto marathon ever. So there's like one place where a cop was between when people were running. Like if there's like no one coming, he'd like let out cars so they could go out. And it took forever to get out because these people were because it's a marathon and there people are lapping other people. So there's some people are running, some people are walking. Oh my God! What a fiasco to have this thing scheduled the day of the Christmas parade is unexcusable. I do not know who did it. They need to fix it next year.
You need to write your senator.
These five blocks, like this 25 square blocks or whatever it was, I don't think it was that much actually. It was filled up to capacity because of the parade. Hmm. Now, normal and any other Saturday, I'm sure it wouldn't be nearly as bad.
Right.
But because of this particular Saturday, because of this parade, and this is directly adjacent to the parade, a million people were trapped inside this little Indian hut of weirdness. Wow is all I can say.
You know what I want to see? I want to see like a flash mob that is actually like a marathon run, you know, something that's totally a surprise to everybody. Maybe that's what that was. You have like police cars behind that?
It was a nightmare.
Do you have police cars anywhere?
Yeah, there's police cars everywhere blocking off the street.
See, that's what I'm saying. This has got to be like a surprise marathon. Nobody sees this coming. It's not planned for anything.
Surprise.
I also I wrote down I wrote down the inner city band. I wrote it down in my Samsung notes.
You wrote what down? The name?
Yeah, just the whole concept of the police cars.
Okay.
But I also wrote down that you know, the inner city band, you know, because the inner city was so bad that you know, normal marching bands, they have the flute section. They have the trumpet section, the tuba section, they have the drum section. Because it was the inner city band, they had the 9mm section. Wow.
That's great, Tom.
No.
No.
Just keeps getting worse.
Huh.
Wow, really?
I thought that was considering I don't even know what an inner city band is.
You know what the word inner city was, though, right?
If you say an urban, if you say something's urban, you get the gist of what that means, right?
Yeah.
Like Six Flags America is a theme park outside of D.C., and it's classified as an urban theme park. Now, if you go to that theme park, you must understand that there's going to be an element there that may not be...
I understand areas can
may
be
not be what?
Urban, but I never understood that.
Might be... You might get into a fight.
Might get into a fight?
You might get mugged.
Really?
There's a lesser element. In the inner city.
The roller coaster park? An urban roller coaster park?
The one park in San Francisco got a bunch of kids ran into it and was stealing cell phones and stuff with tasers. They had to shut down the event.
They tased people and stole their cell phones?
I think they threatened with tasers.
Okay.
But yes.
Yeah.
And that's just north of us.
Yeah.
Being in California.
Yeah. In San Diego.
Yes.
San Diego's north of us?
I don't know.
Of course it is. No. San Diego's south.
We're in San Diego.
No, we're in San Francisco.
Oh, damn it. No. Where are we?
We're in San Diego.
We're in a suburb in between.
We're one
two.
Of those sands.
Somewhere in there.
Wow. We're in San Antonio. That's what it is.
That's Texas.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're good with your opening comment? Yes?
I'm done now.
You're done with your stand-up 9mm?
You guys didn't enjoy any of my stuff.
Nope.
It was very raunchy. Very raunchy stand-up.
I like what do you mean raunchy? You mean blue.
Blue.
Oh, you know what? You know what else?
Yeah.
During Thanksgiving, I went on a cruise, and that's why you also went away too, Art.
Yes.
So that's why we recorded back-to-back episodes for 13, 14.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
So on the cruise, there was comedians, obviously, on the cruise, and they had clean shows that were kid-friendly and adult shows. So we went to one or two of the clean shows only because we wanted good seats for the adult shows. And the comics were actually telling jokes. Like, they were telling outright, like, why did the monkey fall out of the tree? And that's because they're not used to doing clean sets.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
He was dead.
Oh.
And actually, a little kid killed this joke. And it's funny because in front of the...
Did the little kid yell out because it was dead?
Yes!
Wow.
The comedian's like, hey, man, don't be stealing my material. And it's funny because...
Are you trying to take my job?
In front... and before the host or whatever, before the adult shows, he says, hey, if you have something to say or you think you're funny, the comedian's up here, get the fuck up and get out of my club. If you think you're funnier, sign or fill out the application and try to get a job with the carnival just like us. So he tells you, but he didn't do that. He doesn't do that in front of the kids' shows because obviously he's not telling kids.
Is it the same guy?
Well, he doesn't even talk in front of the kids' shows.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this kid like totally killed his punchline. But then he came back with, why did the rabbit fall a tree? And of course the kid, you know, he's going to repeat, because the rabbit was dead. And he said, no, because the rabbit was stapled to the monkey. So he came back. But anyway.
These are kid-friendly jokes?
Yes. But anyway, my point is there.
Death of animals and torturing animals?
Well, torturing.
Wow.
Hypothetical animals. But the point is, two comedians, I saw their friendly, quote-unquote friendly shows, and they did... straight out jokes, like with a joke with a punchline. And when I saw their normal sets, their adult sets, they were just regular comedians who told their stories.
Yeah,
I see.
But because the cruise line said, hey, if you come on our cruise line, you have to have a clean set and you have to have a regular set. And because these comedians aren't used to doing clean, kid-friendly sets,
yeah,
they throw in these jokes, these random jokes that they tell. But two of them, I only saw two. There's four comedians all overall in the cruise, but both comedians told like knock-knock type jokes, which was very interesting.
Well, I think kids would find that more funny than just like a conversation
yes.
type joke. Yeah.
Thing. Yes, and that's yeah. why they put them in there.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when they do their normal set that you would go to like see them in a club outside of a cruise,
right?
They tell no jokes. They just
right.
tell their story.
Of yes. course. Because that's what adults want to hear.
Yes.
And kids want to hear the knock-knock jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. So why are you surprised?
Yeah.
Because they don't have material for kid-friendly shows.
How many kids do you know that go to see a comedy club outside of a cruise ship?
I'd say your boy who got the puppet up the ass thing.
Really?
Denim, whatever.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, there you go. He could go on that cruise ship and not alter his set at all. He
Is
could
that
do
right?
it kid-friendly. He's
oh,
not dirty.
Right.
His
no, he's,
show.
He's a little dirty. He says something like.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he could do his show 100% kid-friendly and the regular one and not tell one like joke, quote-unquote, like knock-knock joke. Like he could do his regular
yeah.
set. He could do a half hour easy and not have to incorporate anything special.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But these comedians that they brought into the ship didn't have that. They didn't have 30 minutes in their stuff that they could actually do. So they incorporated other types of humor that I assume was their original stuff, but I don't know.
So
I would just say a bunch of jokes about like taking showers and
poops.
No, about getting clean.
See? Kids like it.
Taking showers?
Yeah.
Oh,
clean,
for the kids. For
clean
the kids.
Jokes, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, God. That was the worst of my 9mm. Oh.
So besides the kids' show, were the comedians any good for the
yes.
adults? They were good?
I hate to say it, and I don't mean to be sexist, but typically male comedians I find funnier than
I
female.
I also find that.
Okay. But the female, so I saw three male and one female. The female was good, although she was of some ethnicity. She played on that a lot, which kind of lessened her. Yeah, I find that a cheap way out, you know, as a comedian.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fat dude, obviously you can tell fat jokes. It's kind of, okay, well, I get it. You're fat dude. Tell
yeah.
Make me laugh some other way. But there was the one guy was really, really good. And the other guy was pretty good too. So.
What's the funniest female comedian you guys know?
See, I was about to ask you guys who are good, famous female comedians.
Well, what's her name? Ellen is a very popular.
Do you like Ellen?
I don't like
well,
Ellen.
Well, I don't know if I like her. I'm just saying she's very popular.
I think Wanda Sykes back in the day.
Oh, God.
Hilarious.
Mm. My wife hates
I've never
her, really.
Heard her stand up.
She's really good, in my opinion.
Nah.
You don't like her either?
Well, my wife hates her, so I guess I'm
is she in Pootie Tang?
Wow.
I don't know.
Is this the same person?
She might be.
She's.
I think
she
it is.
She has an annoying voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in Pootie Tang, right?
Well, I tell you what comedian I don't like is.
I hate the Silver.
She is in Pootie Tang.
Siva yes. Silverman.
Yes.
Sarah Silverman?
Yeah. Sarah Silverman. Yeah.
I don't find her
funny at all.
The one I don't like is the.
Amy Poehler.
Nope.
Wanda Sykes, no. I've never heard her stand up, but I love her in Pootie Tang.
Wow.
No, not Amy Poehler. I was thinking of the other blonde.
Who is the one like.
Amy Schumer.
Oh, I like her. She's funny.
I'm not a huge fan. I heard she steals jokes as well.
Oh, I heard what's his face does. That Mexican comedian.
Yeah, that was Mencia, right?
Yeah,
Carlos
yeah,
Mencia?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago. He had a big. Outing with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Joe
yeah.
Rogan, by the way, hilarious comedian.
Yeah,
one
good.
Of the funniest in my
yeah,
opinion.
Good
I don't listen to many comedians, so
you should check him out on Netflix. Joe Rogan, he did the that one show, Fear Factor.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
seen
I know
him.
Who Joe Rogan is.
He does
but
UFC.
I've never listened to his stand-up.
Yeah, he does UFC now. He does his own podcast.
Yep, big podcast.
Yeah,
I like.
We just surpassed that one actually. what's her face? She was in the 90s. She always brought notes out. She'd read notes as she did her set. And it drove me crazy.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I don't
know. There was a guy who used to do notes. He was on The Daily Show. I forget his name. He had like a little board here.
Jon Stewart.
No, not that guy. It was a side, one of the side anchors. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thoroughly enjoy comedians in general. I like going to comedy shows. And I liked the ones on the ship were good. So,
Greg Giraldo, by the way, also very good, yeah. in my opinion. I always liked it. Greg Giraldo. He, I think he died of an overdose.
Yes. Never heard of him.
Yep.
Last
I heard
year
him.
Or something.
There's one dude that used to eat chicks' butts.
What?
His finale. What? He'd eat out a chick's ass.
Wait, really eat out a chick's ass, though?
What Someone in
about?
The audience.
What?
I don't
yes,
believe this.
He tossed her salad.
Live on stage.
Yes.
What?
Google that shit.
I
no
don't.
Way.
Yes, do
like,
it.
With their pants off.
I assume.
What do you mean you assume?
So I,
you
don't I haven't
even know.
Seen it. No,
so
no.
You
this
don't
is
even
what
know.
I heard on podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch this.
There you go, spreading the false rumors.
Well, I'm going to have to look it up. This
Here
is,
we go.
This looks like a Chris Rock
no,
a Chris Rock joke. So
no.
You probably heard.
No, it's not a joke.
A joke by Chris
this
Rock.
A serious person that used to come on the M. Kroll podcast, I believe it was. And that was one of his things he used to do. At the very end of his set, he would have some chick come up and he would toss her salad.
No way.
Am I looking up the wrong thing? I'm looking up toss salad.
Comedian?
No, comedian who tossed salad, Adam Carolla. I don't see anything here.
Hmm.
So
just try a comedian who tossed salad without Adam Carolla.
I tried that too.
Nothing?
Nothing. It brings back Chris Rock tossing salads.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. Should I be more literal with it?
Can we start the show?
Eat ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, eat ass, end a show.
Eddie Griffin?
No.
It can't be one of the famous guys, right? I don't know.
I've heard of him before. It's like Geraldo, but something different.
Yeah. Anyway, those are the comedians we like. So, Andy, why don't you check him out? Joe Rogan.
Who's
I recommend.
The one who...
Louis C.K.
Paler than pale. The pale white guy.
Oh,
what's his name?
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
I don't like him.
He's my favorite.
He uses a weird voice sometimes.
Yeah.
You guys ever watch the short? What's that called? Ricky Gervais.
Nope.
He's part of the that web series, or it might be a TV series.
Talking
sure.
about the one with Liam Neeson.
In the short, yes.
Yeah.
Super
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Hilarious.
I also watched episode one of Punisher, the Marvels of Punisher. Very
I
good.
See that.
I tried to watch episode two, but I started literally last night at 11:15. I didn't quite make it through it.
I've okay. seen the first six episodes.
Ah, very well. And now you know what I like about this? There's 13 episodes. It's not this 10 episode or 8 episode shit. It's a good number of episodes.
As long as it's you've seen episode
what?
One.
Yeah.
Maybe you might be regretting it if it starts slowing down just to fill a 13 episode like quota.
No.
I want if it's going to be 8 episodes getting 10, 13, I want them all to be good. That's all I care about.
Nope.
No?
I want 13.
You want 13, albeit too good. The rest are shit, and you don't
like
care.
It. Yep. All right. But you know what? My opening comments are over, so let's end the show.
Okay, great.
Well, the Punisher show is on IMDb's top shows
list. And that's why you started watching.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It is very good so far.
Andy, by all means, take over.
All right. So I watched The Punisher, you guys.
Oh, I watched episode number one.
Oh.
You know what I like about that? There's 13
no.
episodes.
All right. But in all seriousness, I watched a Netflix original movie called The Babysitter. Have you guys heard of it?
I would never watch that.
Wow.
It is a
is
horror.
It a thriller?
Oh, it's a horror.
Comedy.
I would want. I don't know if I'd watch it at this
Wait
point.
A second. Just by the base of The Babysitter, I'd either think it was a thriller where the babysitter gets jealous of the wife and is banging the dude, because that movie's happened many times.
Oh.
Or... there's a lot of young chick stuff that I would be like, it'd be interesting. You threw it out immediately. Like, I'd never watch that. What was your initial thought?
Yeah, what was your reasoning?
I thought this was like some kind of comedy where it's a babysitter and it's just a generic kind of comedy.
Like a kid's comedy.
Yeah, like a kid's comedy.
Okay.
So,
so I thought totally different.
I think I saw that on like the new releases. It looks like there's like a cheerleader on the front, right?
Yeah.
The blonde hair, orange, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I passed it up, but I didn't realize it was a horror slash comedy.
It is a horror comedy. That's
what it
says
horror.
For the genre.
And he has no taste in comedy, so let's see what happens.
I do like horror.
Horror. Yeah.
Horror.
It's not so much horror. I mean,
yeah,
there's blood and gore.
Oh, I see.
And I found it hilarious.
You know what else?
Very good movie.
That damn parade today. They had the donate blood thing.
Uh-huh.
They had a costume blood drop. What a weird thing.
What the hell does that mean?
There is a, you know, they have costume characters like the Peanuts
Someone
characters.
Someone dressed up as a blood drop.
A blood drop, yes.
Oh.
Walking on the parade. Like, that is a weird thing.
Hey, that would get your attention.
It did.
That's like, good marketing.
That is just weird. And they have McGruff, the crime dog. I didn't know he was still a thing.
Did you put him down finally?
McGruff?
What does he do? What does he do? Does
he fights
solve
crime.
Crimes?
He fights crime.
Oh, he fights crime. Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's right behind those inner city kids.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. What else do you do, Andy?
That's it. I'm done.
Wow. That was short.
That's not all you did. You played Stardew Valley, didn't you?
I did play Stardew Valley.
Then you loved it.
No. Oh, jeez.
I'm
the
not past,
gonna go deep into this.
So
hey, everybody
in
just
the past,
fast forward 5 minutes. Go.
We need to put a little excerpt in at the very beginning to fast forward 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's true for Tom's portion.
Because holy shit.
Wow,
but
really?
Yeah, Stardew Valley, very good. I have played 70 hours worth of it in the past 2 weeks.
That's more than I've played in the past 6 months. So that is very impressive.
That's more than any game I've played in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's not very bad.
All right, so there's that. Net neutrality, you guys heard about this?
Mm. Yep. Mm.
The battle for net neutrality.
It's like every year something comes up about net neutrality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wikipedia has like a big thing on the top there.
Yeah. Right. I think Reddit had like one day where they just had a whole, like every single page was filled with some kind of net neutrality
the
post.
The only thing I see on Wikipedia is, please give me money.
Yeah.
And it's annoying as shit.
That always comes
Wasn't
up.
That what about that's about, though?
No.
I didn't read the whole thing through, but I thought that was a...
No, it's just like, hey, keep
Why do they need money, then?
Because they're ad-free. I'm like, dude, if you're going to annoy me about wanting my donation all the time, just put fucking ads on your site.
That
Seriously.
Is an ad, Andy. That is an ad.
Yeah, I know. You're pissed because they're giving an ad. And you're like, yeah, just put an ad
Give
on.
Give me an ad.
They're like, those fuckers put ads on.
I would rather see ads on the side of Wikipedia than at the very top always see this banner that says, if you donated $3 right now, we would meet our goal in 2 seconds. So dumb.
Yeah, I hate when NPR does that, too. Like, they have a 10-minute spiel. No, nobody knows my pain. Man. You guys don't listen to NPR.
NPR. Are you kidding me? Man. You know, I try to work out, turn on NPR to get pumped up. Fucking ads.
Yeah. Rightfully so. So, net neutrality, you have no idea what it's about? You thought it was about Wikipedia donating
money?
No,
I knew what it was, but I thought that Wikipedia thing was about net neutrality, and they wanted donations to help fight it.
No.
No.
They want donations because
so they can stay up.
Yeah.
Without ads.
Yeah. I nothing to do with net neutrality.
Okay. I could swear I read something about that. Okay. I'm completely at a loss then.
Yeah. Well, they're having protests in DC next week on the 7th.
Wow.
You guys want to join?
Across the country.
March on DC. I will not be there, but I will be rooting for them at
are
McDonald's.
Are the Juggalos going to be there?
The Juggalos are not going to be there.
Oh, damn.
Unfortunately, not this time. They've had their chance. They marked. I don't think anything happened due to it, but yeah. Oh, and if you're going to go to a Verizon store, people are also protesting for net neutrality, I believe, on the same day.
At
Verizon stores across the country.
Why Verizon?
Because Verizon, Comcast, and shoot, what's the other one? Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T are all pushing in order to get this FCC regulation repealed, net neutrality, a.k.a., which will allow them to charge.
Throttle their shit.
Throttle shit. Your shit.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you enjoy gaming, maybe they'll have a little gaming package all of a sudden, which will speed up your gaming.
Exactly.
But it will slow everything else down until you also pay for that package.
So you know what?
For example.
To help fight net neutrality, donate to Redditors.com.
I think your money is better spent elsewhere.
Maybe,
to be honest.
But, you know.
We don't even own Redditors.com. Why would you say that? You're giving
Redditors.
Someone else money. Maybe list your PayPal or something.
All right,
that makes
PayPal,
more sense.
Right?
Okay.
I will send an email. That works.
Send me an email with cash.
call your congressman. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work.
I think
probably not. They're all paid for anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Those
bought
bastards.
And sold.
But you know who's not going to be bought and sold for?
Trump.
Redditors Roundtable.
Ah, damn it.
I don't know about Trump.
I thought that's where you're going.
But certainly, hopefully, us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. I ain't saying shit.
What?
If we get somebody who wants to pay us to put ads on our show, best believe it, people. Start listening to, I don't even know what ads I put on.
I don't even know what you're trying to say right now.
He's saying he'll gladly accept anybody's money.
Yes.
Wow.
To whore out our
show. The reality is this, listeners. Right now, it costs us nothing to put the show out. In a mere month and a week, right? Something close to that.
Something like that.
Our podcast provider is going to start charging. So now we're going to have to start paying probably about $15 a month.
Full disclosure, how much are they charging?
Like $15 a month to put the show out.
Crazy.
So absolutely it's going to start costing us. So
it's going to start costing us?
We need probably about $100 a month
to sustain the bills.
But we should actually, honestly, we should look into the Amazon link. I know a lot of podcasts do that. You click through the Amazon link. You buy stuff like you normally do. It doesn't cost the user any extra. But then the company that, you know, the hosted whatever, the link is through, they get a kickback of a couple cents. You know, if we get enough people to do that, then that might offset the cost of that.
That's what the site I use to flip merchandise or to find stuff online. That's the same deal they have.
Yeah. It's very popular.
Every time I buy something through a link of theirs, they get...
A little bit back.
Yep.
Every time I click on one of those links, I make sure to switch it to smile.amazon.com.
That's where they get the charity.
That way it goes to charity.
True.
What are you talking about?
We're trying to get people to give us money.
So I don't
it'd be better
that
spent elsewhere.
No.
They have all the same stuff on Smile and regular?
Yes.
It's the same.
It's just smile.amazon.com.
It's the same. Instead of giving it to a company, you give it to a charity.
Yeah. You're spending the same amount of money on a product. Okay. It's just that a little bit of that is going towards the charity.
But
so why wouldn't Amazon just always do that?
I don't know.
They want all
why do you have to go to Smile?
Because they want all the profits.
Yeah, if you just do Amazon.com, I believe they don't donate anything.
But
charity.
You know what? You should do Amazon.redditors.
What do you
people,
mean?
What are you talking about, Smile? You're killing our profitability. Forget about Smile. The kids are all right.
No, it just doesn't make sense. So if I go to Smile and buy something.
Smile.amazon.com.
Yeah.
You have to opt in. Why would they voluntarily do that?
You can get an extension on Chrome that automatically changes
donating
it.
Donating is nice.
Yeah. You can't tax
but
write
as
off.
A company, you want to maximize your profits.
Then why is there the option to donate
because
at
they
all?
Also want people who are what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Anthropology.
Philanthropists.
Anthropology.
There you go. Who are philanthropists. That guy. You know, they'll also, because they also donate back to charities, they'll buy it on Amazon rather than going to the store and buying it. But you have to opt in. Why would you automatically? That doesn't make any sense as a business.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, for Amazon?
Yes,
Amazon.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm talking about as customers. Why wouldn't you?
No. As customers, it makes no sense to go on. I mean, you should go on through with the our link that we're going to provide next season.
So why don't they just have a setting on your account that you can check?
Well, just bookmark whatever you want. Then it's always, then you'll automatically always do it. Use that bookmark and you'll always have it. So it's not a big deal.
Right, unless you click someone else's referral.
Thing. Yes.
If you click someone else's referral, it changes it to not.
I'm saying if you bookmark the URL with, you know, like mine, I always use Coaster Radio because I'm a big fan of coaster sites. So it's like amazon.com/coasterradio or something. And I bookmark that. So anytime I go to Amazon, I click that link. It has the coaster radio. Then I know anything I buy from there on out, will, you know, they'll get a little piece.
Screw those guys. Yeah. How about donate it to charity?
Screw those guys.
Screw charity.
Donate to Redditor.com.
Go on Reddit.com and donate.
Yes.
Can we talk about something interesting?
Nope.
I have one more thing.
That's season two.
I have one more thing before we get to something else. You guys hear about all the sex scandals going on?
No.
You guys hear about the
Hollywood? Oh, it's insane, right?
Yeah.
So these celebrities who've actually done this, who haven't been called out yet, have to be on pins and needles. Like,
they're sweating.
They're counting the man. Like, oh shit, I got to do like a bunch of movies, or sign a bunch of contracts, and get some money in cash because I may never work again.
Yeah.
I mean, the Matt Lauer thing.
Oh yeah.
One accusation gone.
Yep.
Like 20 years of service out. Of course, the news story said there is indications that other you know, like this is a reoccurring thing.
I heard
thing.
That he was sexting someone and they had all of the text messages. All
right, let me tell you something.
So that's not an accusation.
If you can't send a dick
that's
pic
proof.
Out. What the hell is, what's wrong with America?
What's wrong?
You can't send
what's wrong with America?
Okay. How about you send a dick pic to our
HR? You know, I've sent one to you.
No, send one to HR and then complain when you get fired.
Which one? She?
It's unwanted.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
It's unwanted advances.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
That's sexual harassment.
I'm just saying. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and they had
he's
proof.
Proven.
Is what I'm saying.
Is what I'm
it's
saying.
Not
years,
an accusation.
But is that actual?
What?
Is that
you,
actual?
You read
proof?
That somewhere, but you know, there's fake news out there. Is that an actual statement?
No, I'm just saying I read that somewhere.
Yeah, read it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, and you're saying that one person is claiming something might have happened. I'm just saying that I've heard it's a lot more than just one person.
First of all, if you're in the public eye, yes. If you're in the public eye and you want to screw over a famous person, all you got to do is accuse them. Whether it's wrong or right, they'll have a stink on them and they're going to be hurting. And now, in the long run, yeah, they might come out clean, but they're going to have a very long span of 5 years where it's going to be really hard for them to work in this industry. Not in this industry, but in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, there was a story about like a politician, right, that was getting accused of like all these sex scandals, right?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, this like one someone contacts the Washington Post, and they say, "Hey, I've also been, you know, sexually harassed by this senator," and they meet, and it turns out that it's like a totally fake story that she made up in order to discredit all the other sex scandals that happened to this guy.
Wow.
So she was making
he
up,
did it.
Huh?
He like was responsible.
I don't know if it was that senator that planted this lady in there or if it was like some organization that supports that senator.
Yeah.
Like wanted this story out there in order to discredit all the real stories.
Yeah.
So they would start to doubt them. But the Washington Post found out, like, they looked at their history, like this person apparently gave their real name, and they looked at their like job history and saw that they work for all these like right-ish groups, and was like, listen, I see your job history and all this, and then all of a sudden this lady turns from, you know, like totally complicit with the interview to like, well, it looks like you don't believe me, so there's no point to this interview. She heads out.
You do a really good lady voice.
Thanks. I really try. I worked on that one for a week.
Yeah. I saw it.
But there was Danny Masterson. You guys know who that is?
Nope.
He's the That 70s Show guy.
Oh.
The guy with the curly hair, the glasses, Hyde.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What about him?
He's got a show on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher called The Ranch. It's a really terrible show. Absolutely awful.
So like, it's probably good, Tom. We should watch it.
No doubt, right?
Please.
Next week we'll be like, holy shit, The Ranch is awesome.
If you enjoy this show, I really want to know. That's all I'm going to say. It's got a laugh track. It's cheesy jokes.
That's
if you like
show
it.
Sounds
good.
Laugh track, right?
I know. But that show actually was kind of good sometimes.
It was good.
This show, not that great.
All right, anyway.
So he was accused of some kind of sex scandal, and Netflix actually renewed their show for a fourth season. So
with him, yes.
Mm-hmm. So someone out there, and unlike Kevin Spacey, which they just like took his stuff as fact.
Well, Spacey admitted it though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this guy.
I mean,
is
if you admit it, then there's really nowhere to go from there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Lauer admitted any guilt. I mean, I don't know.
He did.
Yes. He did. Well, then if you admit it, then yeah.
But
you know.
I mean, after he was already fired. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you see? He put out a statement. He posted something on Facebook.
Did you see some newscast? Like, he originated from Richmond, apparently. Richmond, Virginia. It's across the country. You guys hear of it?
Oh, East Coast, right?
East Coast.
Now I've heard of it.
Okay. So he apparently started there, and some lady that he worked with back then came out and said how great he was and, like stuck up for him. It's like, bitch.
How great he was?
Yeah, like stuck up for him.
Okay, he was a good guy 30 years
ago. Yeah, when he was 20. Yeah. 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 Between now and then, who knows? Who gives a shit what you have to say?
And the crazy thing is, it's always like that until like something bad happens. Because that's always how it is, right? Like, oh, he seemed like a good person until he murdered someone. Well, yeah that's how it always goes. You always seem
not
like a
always,
good person
because,
until
yeah.
you
not
do
always,
something.
Because Art, we don't think you're really a good person. We know you're going to snap.
I was going to say our professor. Purdue? Yeah. He's the opposite story, right?
Purdue.
Oh, is that right?
Purdue, yeah.
Wait, no, he was good.
He's the guy that made chicken, right?
No. Wait. So.
Wait, what do you mean he's opposite?
Well, Art was saying that they're good until they do something bad. He did something bad.
Yes.
And then he, like, got a new life.
Yes.
And he changed and hid his from his past.
Until the past showed up on his front door.
Yeah.
But so he killed himself. You didn't think he was a quote unquote good person until you found out.
We loved him.
No, yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying.
He was an amazing teacher.
That's what I'm saying.
But apparently, he used to diddle kids when he was a priest.
Yeah,
in his previous life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody came up to his past, said, "Hey, remember us?" Then he drove out, shot himself in the head, killed himself.
All right, great.
Did we have a class with him at that time?
Purdue. At that moment?
Purdue.
You guys doxing? Anyway. So that Daniel.
No, Purdue's not his real name.
That's not his real name.
I used to call him that because I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
his name.
Yeah, you couldn't remember his name.
All right. Great. Great.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that Danny Masterson guy, also Scientologist. There's a lot of people that are actually Scientologists. You don't even realize it.
Very wise.
Yeah.
I thought Tom Cruise was the only one.
No, there's others.
Holy shit.
I thought he invented it.
We should have Tom Cruise on the show.
He didn't invent it.
Is that where you're
he
going?
He didn't invent Scientology?
No.
No, it'd be called Cruiseology.
Oh, man. We should have a Scientology episode. I think that would be pretty great.
Oh. We should just have a religion episode. Or a cult episode.
Same difference.
I like it. Okay. So, are we all good for
I'm awesome.
Comments?
Let's
that's
go.
All I got. That's all we got.
We're 40 minutes into the episode.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Do you have an update for us?
Oh, yes.
So, the main topic of this week is
Sex Island. We're back.
Guess what? It happened. It happened.
It happened.
Over Thanksgiving.
Tell us, how was it, Art? Was it everything you dreamt of?
Yeah, it was all right.
How many diseases did you get?
All of them.
Nice.
Every single one.
Wow.
That's right.
Dude, that's impressive. Achievement unlocked.
That's that means right. I have them too now.
Oh, shit. Then I got them.
We'll all go to the clinic tomorrow.
So there's some crazy stuff that happened with Sex Island in general. Some stuff I didn't realize.
Did it get raided by the FBI?
It did not get raided.
Let's start with
drug
how many
cartel.
People
by the FBI.
How many tickets were actually sold?
I don't know.
Oh, what?
I don't have that information.
Son of a bitch.
24.
The last number that I saw was 6.
Were left.
But
which means 24 sold.
But there was an interview with the main guy organizing this on this like scam website. Is it a scam or is it not? Scamdetector.com is what it's called. And apparently they've sold 25 tickets at the time of that interview.
Ah.
So apparently it went down to at least 5.
Okay.
So did they, Mike, I wonder if they had 5 tickets unsold, did they tell 10 girls, hey, you know, take your parents and get the hell out. We don't need you.
No, I think it was still.
They maintained the 30 chicks or the
60.
60 chicks? Even though there's only 25 guys?
That's what it says here.
Hey, what a value.
Yeah.
What a value.
So,
of course, Art would have only had one the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I would have done, like, is contacted all the people that were, because there were apparently a lot of people that were contacting these guys thinking it's a scam for several reasons. One is that in the music video, people apparently dissected this thing quite a bit, but they claim this was going on in Colombia. But in the music video, when you look at the back of the boat, it says Panama on it. So people were thinking, well, this doesn't seem all that legit, right? But apparently it was. So here's the official Sex Island update. Some crazy stuff happened. Listen to this.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm too messing.
You have a tumor? In your pants.
The locations. Are you all right? Jeez.
Yeah, you made me laugh. I was drinking and I got alcohol up my nose. Oh, that burns.
Great. It's the green tea or it's the mysterious tea, whatever it is, either iced tea or green. But the location actually switched. So it wasn't in Colombia.
Whoa, what?
That's right.
You bought your airline tickets. What did you need to do?
Switch your airline tickets. You
can't just do that willy-nilly.
I didn't realize when this switched, but apparently it switched enough time for people to also change locations. So it wasn't in Colombia. It was actually in a private island off of a Caribbean country.
Holy shit, I may have been on it.
Really?
I was in the Caribbean. Bahamas, specifically.
No, did you see anyone banging two chicks at the same time?
Yeah, but I figured that's what they did.
Just a normal Caribbean day.
Yeah, I said, wow, I love this place. I have to come back here without the family at some point.
Yep. So, oh, by the way, before we move on, I checked out the Sex Island website.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Tell me.
There's
Countdown
another
for next year?
Sex Island
oh,
trip
yeah.
planned for New Year's.
Oh, whoa. It's not even a year away. I mean, like within the next 20
month.
Days?
That's right. Dude. In 28 days, Let's 11 hours, this is Sex Island Experience New Year's,
oh.
December 31st till January 3rd.
Oh, tell me more.
Of this year. $5,000.
Is there
same deal.
Orgy at it's midnight?
Deal.
New Year's Eve?
I believe it's the same exact thing. Only 30 tickets left. Only 30 tickets total. 24 left.
Six people. Hey, guys.
Someone's already bought it.
Let's do it. Six of them.
Six of them.
Six.
Let's make
them.
It three more. Hey, Two, guys.
$5,000, no way.
Go through Amazon link.
Oh, yeah. Can I buy them through Smile?
Not Smile, but.
Oh, yeah, on. Crazy, right? I think they got this early jump because they realized that, hey, this is actually a real thing.
This is insane, though, that they planned another one so close.
Yeah, so shortly after. Apparently,
let me tell you something. New Year's Eve? That's a good one.
Is it?
Hell yeah.
It seems like they plan it over like popular holidays.
Yes.
Or is it just like an every month thing?
It's only a matter of time until they just open a resort.
I mean, that's what this is.
A three-day package?
It's a private island.
Yeah, like a four-day package.
So, yeah, I'm saying why don't they have a 24/7 resort?
Oh.
The girls need a break.
Where you just book a week at a time.
But then they have to find two girls for every, like, one guy, right? So if you get a popular time going, I mean, you're probably going to be scouting for...
Well, they just always have a staff of 60 chicks, and they always have 30 rooms.
Do they always have
30 rooms.
Do they
right?
let lesbians okay. in? Like, if you're a lesbian, could you go?
It doesn't specify who can buy or not buy the tickets, so I'm assuming anyone can buy the tickets. If you've got $5,000, they don't really care what
parts
you have.
I wonder if you're a quote-unquote worker chick. If a lesbian comes in and picks you, or however that works, and if you're not into it, can you deny it? I guess you have to.
No. That's like saying, like,
that's
the guest's
job.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, art. Like, if he became a sex
That's
island,
like saying you don't like the project your boss has assigned to you. Can you just not do it?
Right.
No? It's your fucking job.
Do that all the time. No, I do.
Yeah, I mean, if you went there, the girls saw you, they'd be like, I don't want this guy, you know? No.
Me, sure. Personally?
Yes.
Yeah. No. But the other guys there.
As soon as I
right. yeah,
showed
the other,
my wang, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
The other guests would be looking at you.
That is so slightly above average.
Yeah,
I'm enticed.
Boy. Plus, I'd have Art's extra one, because he'd be like, no. That other chick, please, go away. I can't service both of you at once.
You've already determined, though, that you don't need more than one a week anyways.
That is true. But no, I could have multiple at one time, just once I'm done. I'm done.
Once you're done, then they all come to me.
Yeah, hey, you can have them, by all means.
So apparently, this is not technically the first time they've done this. They've just done it on a more incognito level.
They haven't announced it.
They said, we had many events similar to this for our private banker clients from the Middle East, as well as celebrities.
My.
Our boss is very well connected, they said. And we normally charge...
Drug cartel.
Whatever it is. We normally charge a lot more for our private clients, bankers in New York, and other wealthy people from the Middle East pay $10,000 for this experience.
It's all oil money. I mean, yeah.
Even the bankers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so you're getting a deal, is basically what they're saying if you're paying for $5,000.
We're foolish not to go.
Yeah, exactly.
We could write it off. We could actually do a live podcast from Sex Island.
Yeah. I mean, we're basically sponsoring them at this point, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure at least a dozen of your tickets they sold was because of us.
So they said that we found a way to bring down the cost for everyone and try to give the opportunity for the middle class. Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got lesser level girls.
That's how we came to the price of $5,000. Yeah. 1,000 in British pounds for all our UK listeners. Which there actually was one, right?
We do. We have a bunch.
Yeah.
We have Australia.
You want to say anything to the Australian listener?
Good day, mate.
There you go.
That's not a knife.
That's what I was looking
this
for.
This is a knife.
Yeah. It says a typical middle-class person who goes in vacation spends between $3,000 and $5,000.
Alone?
$3,000 and $5,000, not $3 and $5,000.
Alone?
That's just what it says.
No way.
That seems high.
Middle-class person.
That's very
family,
high.
Yes. No.
Alone? Not by yourself.
No.
I guess it depends where
but
you're going.
But who goes on vacation by themselves?
How long are you going, too?
I went to Las Vegas.
With a girl.
Yeah. Four. Okay. I'm glad you clarified that, Tom.
Well, you didn't go on by yourself.
With
it's weird.
Yeah, boy.
But I was going
to
say.
It's weird to go on vacation on your own.
But right? We split the price right down the middle.
Yep.
So my price was like 2,000 or less.
Now, how much do you have to pay her to go?
your total price or your personal
total.
Price?
Well, the total amount of money that I spent for my half.
$2,000.
$2,000,
that's pretty close to $3,000 here.
Pretty close to $3,000.
Pretty close.
Higher.
How long did you spend on the vacation? Was it 1 week? 5 days?
It was a week.
Okay, a full week, so 7 days. So if you were to go on vacation for two weeks, what is the average time going? I never go on vacation.
Nobody goes
so
on vacation for 2 weeks.
Nobody?
Yeah, no.
1 week is your most
week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it depends where you're going. So if you're going to Vegas, it's
yeah, and that's the most expensive vacation I've ever done.
If you're going further.
So 3 to 5 average, no.
Like Japan, it's like, what, $1,000 just for the flight one way.
If you live in America.
I believe that's the case. Yes. If you,
you live in Japan, it's very cheap.
It's still somewhere around there. anyway, it says, for a New Year's event, we will have a similar concept. All-inclusive, 60 girls, 30 tickets. So again, doesn't say 30 guys. More sexual surprise activities and fireworks.
Oh.
It also says et cetera.
That sounds fireworks. Dangerous if you're naked. I don't know if I want
don't
fireworks.
Be naked.
Dude, it's Sex Island.
Oh, are you?
So?
I plan on getting off the plane and stripping down as soon as I get off the plane. Let's do it, girls. The 5 minutes later, I'm like, all right, I'm putting my clothes back on. I'm taking a nap. Leave me alone.
No, don't wake me up at midnight.
I'll come see you tomorrow.
So are you banging on, like, on New Year's right before 12
I want to try to schedule it where I orgasm at midnight.
Huh, okay.
And I won't be in her either. No cream pie. I'm shooting that shit all over the place.
Just like fireworks.
Yeah. Actually, I might put it into a champagne glass and have some girl.
Maybe that's what they mean by there will be fireworks.
Yeah. I think they mean actual fireworks. I think
I like
pube
the
hairs
bro.
Are going to catch on fire. That's not going to be good.
It says here, to say the least, it will be the most exciting New Year's party in the world.
I absolutely agree.
Maybe not as exciting as
I don't know about that.
As our New Year's party.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
You know what? I'm going to have a New Year's party. You guys are invited. Now, there's only going to be one chick per person, and you got to bring her. But
I guarantee you there's been bigger orgies than that before.
For the blue-collar average man? No.
I didn't say that.
It's
they
not,
just
that's
said
what they're saying.
They're saying it's the biggest ever.
For the average
it says
dude.
The most exciting New Year's party in the world.
Yes. Yeah. Not for the average dude. They're saying the most exciting.
Well, I mean, before that, they said about how they're making it affordable for everyone.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's not
though
the most
I don't
exciting.
See how $5,000 is affordable, but...
Trickle-down economics, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So it says here, we recently reported how Colombian authorities are cracking down on tourists planning to attend and could even have them deported, but obviously it didn't happen because these guys are not...
Parachuted in.
They didn't go to Colombia.
Yeah, imagine that switcheroo, huh?
They should have them parachute in.
You know, and next one's going to be in my apartment.
We did yours. Let me tell you something. It's pretty good.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Although, $5? I wish you would have shaved your beard.
But Mandy, it's still pretty good. No matter
Mandy
what.
Wanted a neck. I'm like, oh, man. This is really hard. He put a bunch of blush in it to make it try to, like, try to show that he didn't have it, but it was clearly there.
So here's the thing. They're this whole thing stunned the local mayor in Colombia when it was originally announced, and he said he would not allow it to go ahead
unless he could be present.
So they moved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The mayor said it's unacceptable that they would sell this sexual destination to as a like a tourist attraction.
We only sell drugs.
Oh, so also with this event, there were two surprises.
Oh, tell us.
Well, there were two celebrities that went on here, and they don't mention which celebrities.
I think celebrities is a very loose term.
Yeah. So they said...
two people we've never heard of.
Yeah.
There was one British pop star that actually performed for the whole group while he was there.
Does that mean having sex?
I don't think so.
British pop star? I don't even know what that would... Who's British? Is a pop star?
I don't know.
Who went to a mysterious Caribbean... Who's missing for those 3 days? Well, I mean, it's during... During the holidays, right? I mean, everybody's kind of gone.
No, everyone's...
Really it's somebody we've never heard of.
Yeah, okay. What was the other thing?
The other thing was that there was also a unknown U.S. pop star that also went. So unless you actually went to Sex Island, you don't know who it is.
And even if you went, you don't know who it is.
Most likely. Let's face it. I mean, somebody on Sex Island would have taped it and put it on YouTube right now, right? If it was somebody who's actually famous.
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't allow like their cell phones in there or something.
Well, where they put it? They're naked. You can't just put your cell phone. You'd lose it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, there was also an extended offer to 16 of the guests that were there.
Oh, okay.
You paid... So apparently this was the guest's idea, but I seriously doubt it. If you paid an extra... $10,000.
Oh, that's two times the amount you paid to get in.
They would let you stay for a whole week.
Again,
another 7 days. On top.
In the same span?
Same span.
No,
so you don't go home. You don't fly back. You just stay there for another 7 days. 16 men. And I think they, I don't know if they all took it or if they all like recommended this and they said yes. But yeah, 16 I guess it's people because we don't know if they're all men, but probably all men.
Could be
right?
Chicks.
Could be chicks, but I'm guessing it's
more likely that it's actually chicks because
so 16 of them took it.
16 of them took it, so that's an extra 160,000.
So out of the 26, 16 stayed longer, 10 left.
Have we know of? They could have sold out. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Or. Okay. They could have just I don't know the details of how those 16 were they like picked? Were they the ones that actually said
they probably offered it to everyone
offered,
and
yeah,
16 of them said
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be
I'm
that.
I'm assuming
that.
Yeah.
But there could be dudes in there that are just like totally
they must have offered this like when they first got off the plane cuz after they had their first session you'd be like I don't think so
cuz you want to experience it first. Right? You don't just want to go in
when
there.
You're super horny. You
whatever.
Like, shit, yeah, 10 more thousand. I'm banging all week. After you bang, I'd be completely indifferent. Like,
see, I disagree with that completely, Tom.
You're insane.
You want to you wanna taste the material first.
No.
Because you don't even know if it's a scam yet.
Yeah.
I'm going in there.
What do you mean? You see the
scam.
Chicks? You get off the plane. They say,
you
hey.
You get off the plane
and say, hey, give me 10 grand more.
No. I'm saying before you do your first bang session, they hit you up on this. Because otherwise, why would you do
I would
it?
Say no way. And then
are you nuts?
2 days later, maybe.
No. Two days later, you'd be so weak and out of energy.
Dude, I could bang every day. No problem.
You're insane. You're insane. There's no way you could bang do one time a day. You're saying you would withhold with one time a day.
You could do
when
one
you're
time
on
a day.
Sex Island.
A day.
When you're on Sex Island, though, you have 4 days that you know of.
Hmm?
You're banging once a day?
At least.
You could.
No, at least.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they come to you 2 days later, and your dick's raw because you've been banging nonstop. It's like, hey.
My dick's raw.
10,000 more.
Called lube.
But
what
you only bang twice in those 2 days, right?
Who says?
At least.
If you don't know, my point is, if you get off the plane, and you have 4 days, and you have 30 girls, you're going to bang
like three nights.
You're going to bang like crazy. You're going to bang, 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 bang. So if they don't come to you before like day one, I mean, let's face it. You're going to be like, holy fuck, I don't know if I can keep this up because I'm banging like crazy to get all my bangs in.
I don't think that's right.
Yes!
I disagree with Tom.
Yeah.
You guys are
I'm
both
on
insane.
Side.
You got to have some kind of experience there. And then you're
maybe
kinda...
at the very first end of your first bang.
No.
No.
As soon as you orgasm, they're like, hey, do you want to do 10,000 more?
No.
I did. No.
Once you have things to experience in here, right? You've eaten the food.
Let me tell you
something. The chicks.
As much as I love ice cream, which I love ice cream. I love it. Love it. and have sex with her if I could.
You can.
After I've eaten maybe possible. Half a pint of my favorite ice cream, if somebody came to me and said, hey, for X amount, we'll give you more
ice
cream.
That's a horrible analogy.
I wouldn't do it. But
that's
at
the
worst
analogy I've ever heard.
Like after my first bite or before my first bite, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be into this. Maybe I'll pay more for it. But after after a certain amount, you know, you've met. Like,
I think we've already established you wouldn't do it, and no. Art and I disagree.
Yeah.
I think you guys aren't thinking about the truth of it.
So after you banged would be the best time for
no,
this offer to
come
up.
It'd be the worst time.
Oh, the worst time.
Before my first bang.
Before you saw any of the chicks.
No. I'm saying before my first bang. I could see the chicks. I could be in the chick.
Just before it.
No, I could be in a chick.
You could be in a chick.
Before
okay.
I orgasm the very first time.
Yeah.
If I was banging a chick doggy
some
style.
Some dude comes in with a credit
he
card.
He puts a contract on the back of the chick. Say, hey, uh-huh. You can do this for 7 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck yeah. Sign me up. But after I'm done,
I'd be like
wait a second.
I don't want to do it for the next three. Can I get out and pay less? Yeah, you guys are insane. After 2 days, not knowing that you'd extend the trip, you're going to be banging like crazy.
What if you had such a great time at the end of this, right? You're so sad you're leaving, and they're like, hey, wait a second.
You're going to be so out of semen. You have nothing built in. You're not going to want to. It's going to be like you're cut your balls off and you're castrated.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't think that's right either.
That's right. Let me ask you guys something. After you guys orgasm,
do you have
any interest in having sex for the next 5 minutes?
I have no interest in anything
for the next 5 minutes
or 10 minutes.
No,
next, say 10 minutes. Yeah, like literally, if any chick came up to you after the first five, you bang, you orgasm, and some hot chick comes up to you, may not, but the same chick comes up to you, and say, hey, let's bang again. Like, oh fuck no, what are you crazy? Like, get away from
me. Yeah, you gotta give me some time.
Yeah, you have no
You're
interest.
Talking about a 10-minute time period. So what's
but
your
I'm
point?
Saying you're doing that over the course of 48 hours.
I'm not banging every 10 minutes.
No, but
for
you're
7 days
every
straight.
Every time you have enough semen to shoot out of your penis, you're banging.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes! After 48 hours, you're like, holy shit, I can't keep this up.
No, I'd keep it up.
No, you're insane. All right, we're gonna do a competition.
Oh my god.
You need to bang your girlfriend for the next 2 hours for 48 hours. 24 hours in, you tell me if you want to bang her, you're gonna be like, fuck no, get her away from me. I don't want to bang anybody.
I never said that I was gonna have sex 12 times a day if I went to Sex Island.
Why wouldn't you? You're paying $5,000. You're there 4 days. You're gonna bang as much as you possibly can.
No, I'm paying.
Yes.
No, I'm.
Yes.
No, listen.
Yes.
Fucking listen to me, you dipshit.
Yes.
I'm paying for it. All of the chicks at once, not for the amount of times I can have sex.
Not me. I'm paying for as many times as I can explode.
No, I'm paying for the experiences, not the quantity.
No, you are paying for both. Hey, Art, come on. Seriously.
Sorry, what was the question? I'm sorry.
If I just wanted the number
Island,
of times I can
you're
going to
bang as many times. Because you want to bang as many chicks as you can, right?
No, I want to have as many orgies as I can.
You're different. All right.
I want to bang.
I can't believe I have to go to the homophobe.
I want seven chicks at once.
Okay, but still, after 48 hours, you're going to do that as many times as you possibly can.
I'm not going to do that 12 times a day.
But you're going to do it as many times as you can.
Maybe two or three.
Yeah. After
I could
2 days,
keep that up for a week.
After 2 days of that, you're going to be like, no, I'm done.
I could have sex two or three times a day for a week.
I don't think you could. Have you done it?
Have I done that? No. When would I have had the opportunity
okay,
to do that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you could. I think you overestimate.
Actually,
how much
you know, two times a week, maybe.
Desire fades very quickly once you you nut a couple times. Okay.
But maybe if you realize that you're there for a few days, you know, you kind of.
But I'm saying if you don't introduce this until day two,
at the end,
or whatever, you have. You've pushed your limits because you're trying to max, like at a buffet, right?
No.
You go up to the buffet line and eat even though you're not hungry because you want to maximize.
No.
Annie's
no.
I do.
Annie's not normal. Annie with food is not normal.
No.
Art, this is an Art and I conversation. Shut up, Annie.
I do.
At a buffet line,
you
you're not hungry, but you're like, fuck, I'm at a buffet.
Here's the thing.
Going back up.
I want to get my money's worth.
Yes.
That is
the same thing
that is
at Sex Island. If you bang hard for 4 days, at the end of those 4 days, you're like, hey, you want to add 3 more days? Like, are you insane? I have just banged the shit out of my dick. I can't do anything.
You banged the shit out of your dick?
This is literally pooping.
Yes, my penis is pooping. There's no way. This offer had to be very early on in the thing. Then you'd be like, oh, shit, I have 7 days. Now I don't have to go crazy. I can actually, you know, enjoy a steak dinner in between the bangs or whatever. You know, maybe I'll go parasailing.
You could go horseback riding.
Yeah,
that.
It's a private island. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's no way this was offered like at the end of day four. Like, hey, anybody want to stay? I guarantee everyone.
Yep, I'll stay.
You're so full of crap. I want you to bang nonstop for 4 days. Over Christmas, maybe. Because
you know what? When
I don't want you to do it at work.
When I went to Cancun with my girlfriend.
Okay, you didn't bang nonstop.
I guarantee.
You drank nonstop. You didn't bang nonstop.
I guarantee. Well, we had sex every single day. At least once. Yeah. At least.
No. But if you're a sex addict for 4 days, you're banging more than once a day. I'm sorry.
And I'm talking just one chick. So, yeah. If there's lots of chicks,
no,
definitely.
You're insane. You're insane.
Two or more times a day.
You're a weirdo, though.
Could definitely do that.
You're both are weird sexually. So
I see.
You guys are both. Yeah, I need a honestly, normal person.
With all the things you've talked about,
what's a normal person?
You're far.
That doesn't exist.
You're
a
far
normal
from a
person.
There's no such thing as normal.
I'm very normal.
Oh wow.
Well, you're weird because you're hung up on cheating on your girlfriend, right? Because it's weirdness.
How's that weird?
Wait, what?
That's weird.
That's
what are you even talking about?
My girlfriend would cheat on me, so I went bang a chick for $10 million. Are you insane? Are you insane? Bang the chick. You have 10 million girls. And I guarantee you, that girl, your girlfriend, if you had $10 million in your pocket, she'd forgive you.
You better have big pockets. $10 million is... Ooh, that's
Yeah, that's huge amount of money.
That's a lot of billfolds.
And, you know, obviously art's just homophobe, so yeah. But it's all good. Yeah, you know, that makes this show very well-rounded, because I'm the normal person, and you both are of weird things, so it's perfect.
Yeah, right. Listen to all the
far
episodes.
Far from normal.
But I'm just saying, yeah, they had to offer that early on the experience.
If they offered it early on, I would say no. If they offered it
I think
day
you're,
two
I think
or
you're
three,
full of crap.
I'm yes. more likely to say yes.
You're like, no, I'm going to stop now.
No.
You guys are insane.
Yeah, I actually agree with Andy here. I mean, I
think like asking me to buy something before I've even tried it.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying early. Like after your first session or during the first session would be perfect, actually.
Why would I commit to something?
Yeah.
Like in the totally at the beginning of it.
But by the time you're saying by the time you're in, you've already had your fill. You have no desire.
Well, here's the thing. At the end of it, I don't know. Maybe I will
at
miss.
At the end, you
will
have nothing left.
Man, I don't want to go home
maybe,
yet.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm saying, literally a minute after you orgasm, banging whomever. Okay, let's say you masturbate. You're done, and your girlfriend comes up to you literally 30 seconds within you finishing. Say, hey,
how
bang.
The hell are you trying to compare a 30-second difference with an
I'm
extra 7
you.
Days?
Because you're cramming in a bunch of orgasms into a 4-day span that your body's not used to.
I'm not I'm having sex 12 times
you
a day.
You would be. If
no,
you're paying $5,000 to go to this place, you're going to be banging nonstop. As soon as your penis can get up, you're going to be banging. In fact, I'm guessing you would get some black market Viagra, so that way you could just bang nonstop. And by day three, you're going to be like, God, no, get me off this island because I cannot bang another person. I've banged
you.
The shit out of everybody.
It's not about the quantity if I went.
I think you're insane. And I think we all need to go. So, listeners.
We have to prove this.
Click through our Amazon site that doesn't exist yet.
Please donate to our reddit.com.
We all three of us need to go and we'll see who's right. I think I'm right. There's a way to test this. We could just masturbate a lot in like a 2-day span, and you tell me at the end of 2 days if you have any interest in banging somebody. I bet you'd say no. All your desires are based on your testosterone level, which you'd have none of because you'd be shooting it out on a consistent level or basis.
So I do have a little bit of a correction to make here.
Oh, please.
So it says Sex Island clients enjoyed a debaucherous holiday with unlimited prostitutes, booze, and
prostitutes.
Drugs. That's what it says
well,
on
that's
the, on
what
this,
they were.
On this story.
Interesting.
Are begging organizers to extend the 4-day trip to a full week for an extra $10,000 each. So I was a little bit incorrect. It's not for like a full week starting like, you know, 4 days plus seven. It's
no,
like
no. I assumed that was
four
a, yeah.
goes to seven.
Yes, four and three
so
more.
So an extra 3 days?
Yes.
They extra to pay twice as much as
that's,
for the four?
That's what I assumed.
That's what
it was.
Says here.
And 16 people said yes?
At first, I was thinking, yes, 16 of our 30.
I assumed that the whole time.
Guests have already paid the extra money.
So for $5,000, I can get 4 days. Or for $15,000, I can get seven?
Yes.
Yes.
That is a ripoff.
But see here, it says clients want to keep the party going for a full week have offered to pay $10,000 for a full 7 days.
Well,
so
they're made of money, so 10 G's probably nothing to them.
Yeah, maybe. Especially because it says about that pop star, right? The pop star
so
celebrity
guest. So I assume
guest.
These girls weren't too bad then, because if they want to spend more days with them.
Yeah.
I told you, I saw an ad for it. And the girls looked fine.
You should watch the video, Tom.
Yeah.
Decide for yourself.
I don't partake in such sites.
Really?
I'm a married man. Yeah. I only look
you
at
go
my
to
wife.
The growler ones.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those dudes are hot.
And here's a little bit more information about the pop star. The pop star celebrity guest performing, an unknown British singer, who has many number one hits.
In Britain?
Oh, I don't. It doesn't say.
Yeah,
probably in
sure.
the UK, right?
Yeah.
British singer. Is among 30 men who paid the minimum price tag for
oh, he paid the extra two? Of course he did. Cause
no, this is the minimum. He paid the $5,000. It doesn't say whether he paid.
Wait, he's performing 10th. And he's still paid?
Yes.
What kind of ripoff is that?
I guess he just liked the experience so much.
I'm guessing it's. No, Pitbull is not British.
But there was also an American one, too.
Pitbull.
So,
definitely Pitbull.
Maybe Justin Bieber, huh?
No, Pitbull.
You don't
no,
think so?
He's too gay for that.
Whoa. I don't think Bieber's gay. Didn't he bang Gomez?
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, I don't know if they.
No,
bang.
You don't think they bang?
I don't know.
Let's date. We're not gonna bang.
Yeah. So that's all I got for the whole Sex Island thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
All I can say is, they offered that shit early because there's no way they did that after.
Yeah, early. Offer it early if you want me to definitely say no.
Well,
you're a weirdo, so they don't want you there anyway.
Let's find
I'm
out.
I'm pretty sure they want me there if I'm
no,
willing to pay.
No.
Let's find out. I think we should actually email these guys for a little bit more information on what exactly happened.
I like it.
Maybe they'll sponsor our show. Yeah, I'll use our Redditor's
Roundtable?
Gmail account. So, and
ask them to come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're or the organizer or one of the guys.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, face it. Anybody who's even remotely responsible for a guest, a hooker,
the British celebrity,
the parent who's locked in a dungeon.
Yeah, that I want that one. I want the parents that are
the
locked
cook
in the dungeon.
Who cooked for all these people.
Yeah.
Whomever, we don't care. We're not picky.
Yeah, we just want some details. You know?
I'm dying to know because you know we might be future patrons.
Yeah, this is like free sponsorship for that. So
yeah, we span across the world.
Honestly, this should almost be a Sex Island podcast at this point. Maybe that's
maybe
what
that's our
called.
New name.
Yeah, Andy, you got your thinking cap on. Is that going?
Sex Island.
I take it off every time we start the show.
That's probably for the
obviously. Your pandas from China.
All right. So, what do you think about Sex Island? Tell us.
But not through our subreddit because we're getting rid of that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but if you actually post on there. And you
tweet it to us.
A regular poster.
No, yeah, we can't tweet because we've been banned on that.
I'm sorry. But we've got some kind of Gmail out there.
We have an email.
Yeah,
right?
Send it to the email.
Something.
We've gotten at least two emails.
All right, hold on.
Something at Gmail.
You know what? I'm going to check that shit right now.
Okay, check it.
Ooh.
But yeah, if in the meantime, why don't you post it to our subreddit? It's out there. R2podcast, reddit.com/r. The number two.
Redditor's
podcast.
Roundtable.
You just interrupted me, dude.
Dude, it's Redditor's Roundtable Podcast at gmail.com.
Redditor's Roundtable Podcast at gmail.com.
Oh, shit. I've been telling people.
Who have you told?
What?
I told the people that are, email the show.
Who?
What
coworkers?
Did you get?
Redditor's Roundtable at gmail.com.
Like on the episode? Or are you just talking about off air?
No,
off-air.
In person.
Okay.
Said, if you have something to say,
say it to my email.
Well, first,
bitch.
I said, do something on subreddit, and they're like, oh, we don't have Reddit accounts. Like, you guys are a piece of shit.
Everybody's got an email, right?
Make me one.
I said, hey, send me an email, or send the show an email.
What is that email again?
Redditors Roundtable Podcast.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
So, did you go to Sex Island? Did you like it?
Yep.
Did you hate it? Were you one of the 14 people that actually didn't want to proceed further? We want to hear from everybody, especially that British pop star. Who the hell are you? So, post it on our subreddit.
Or email at redditorsroundtablepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. I think that's all we got.
I think that's it.
Let's wrap it
up. Hey, next week, we'll double down on the subreddit of the week. Because we didn't.
Is that right? Andy's hosting.
Pretty
so
sure I will decide that.
Yes.
Well, so we'll do whatever.
Close your fucking mouth, boy.
Shut your mouth. You know what? I'm going to do the season finale, which is in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then we'll triple up because I'm going to skip it next week.
Guess what, bitches? I'm doing nothing but Redditors Roundtables. No. Subreddits of the week.
Redditors Roundtables.
And every iteration of it, I'm going to replay that damn song, and it's going to be glorious.
Here's the thing.
Well, thank you for the warning that we don't need to listen to episode
Glorious.
17.
No. If you asked me
Glorious.
At the beginning of this whole project that we're doing, Redditors Roundtable.
Episode 1, season 1.
Yeah, if I wanted to continue after season 2, probably would have said yes.
Now, after season 2?
You
mean after season 1?
After season 1. Anyway.
Wow. All right, you know what? These might be our final two shows.
It might be.
R2P Art.
Pulling out.
R2P Ness.
Yeah,
is might be out this.
It's
trends.
All the gay stuff we talk about. He just can't handle
it's
it.
A lot.
He's
it's
very,
a lot.
He's very homophobic.
You it's know what? Next season it's gonna be a bunch of street stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah,
a lot of pussy.
Well, then Tom can't be on the show because he's just gonna bring it back.
I love the gay. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a big fan. It's a world that opened up to me fairly recently. It's amazing.
Fairly recently?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, my first...
I can only imagine...
Let's say my first
that
30...
That world opening up to you.
Let's say my first 35 years of life, I had no idea what went on in the gay community.
Well, you probably lived a life like art and fear.
Yeah.
Aside.
I didn't fear. I wasn't...
I do not fear the gays.
I wasn't... I didn't know anyone. I didn't know. How would I know? You hang around them. You don't know. But then I started hanging around them. My God, it's glorious.
I knew gay people in college.
I'm jealous,
you know. I was
you
in,
experimented. I know.
I was in the I was in the acting club. So naturally, there were
whoa.
A lot
what
of gay
you
people.
Trying to say? Drama
just,
people or gay?
Not all of them.
Well, you were in, so obviously, it's not true.
Well, you should have been in there. You would have loved it.
Oh, I'd be glorious. Yes, yeah, I just sang many tune.
But again, to clarify, nothing wrong with being gay. If you're gay, that's great. I
just
think that's
as long as art's not gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to watch it. Is that that's nothing wrong with that. Anyway.
I love it.
Okay, great. All right.
Tom
we have
wants to watch.
Should we have a closing comments? Oh. I don't know. I think we're good.
I think we're good. Anything let me talk afraid. There's inner city kids.
Oh man.
Oh
right.
Man.
Oh, before we go, I have one last thing.
Oh, please.
Can we were talking about comedians, right? And I got into the thinking mood. Can we all write one quick stand-up joke for the next episode?
Original?
Let's do that. Yeah, an original.
Hey, no, let's do it for the finale. Let's do it for the finale.
For the finale? All right, that's fine. Just write one, and we'll each perform it, see how well we did.
Oh,
how
yeah.
easy is it to be a comedian?
You know, I'll add a laugh track, too. So that way.
Please don't add a laugh track.
No,
please.
We have to. We have to.
Don't add a laugh track.
But I have zero interest to be a comedian.
Yeah, it's just an experiment.
All right, my joke's going to be bad, though.
That's perfectly fine. Just don't steal it from the internet. Like, write an original joke.
I'll do an original joke.
I have original jokes.
I
Why
also,
did
I also
the
have
giraffe
original jokes.
Eat from the tree?
Find out on episode 17.
Because he was dead. That makes no
Wait,
sense.
What? How could he eat from the tree if he's dead?
I know.
Dead?
It makes no sense.
Holy
That's a dumb
shit.
Joke.
All right, let's wrap this up. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable Podcast for R2P Art, R2P Tom, and R2P Andy. We're logging out, but come join us on our subreddit, R2 Podcast. Rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This intro and outro was brought to you by _ Orchestra. See you on the subreddit and on the next episode.
'cause I want it all the time.